be able to give specific advice to people how to prevent it and avoid it.
Well, I'm going to bring in Chris Street here, who set up the website alabamarot.co.uk. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning.
This stems out really from you being a worried dog owner, doesn't it?
Yes, I live in the near the New Forest, and I've got a Cocker Spaniel. And when the first cases developed in December 2012, very close to us, I was very, very aware of this and didn't want my dog to get it. So I set up a map to check on where cases were occurring, and I've carried on doing that for the whole of the UK.
And give us an idea, for those of us who haven't actually looked at your website, are new cases happening sort of quite regularly?
Cases are happening in the winter to spring period. In other words, from December through to around about May, typically. Most cases are happening in that period. About 90% of cases are happening then. Another 10% are happening during the summer and autumn. But in terms of numbers this year, for example, we've had something of the order of 16 or so confirmed cases in the UK.
Now, I know you've got a questionnaire on there. Now, I'm a new dog owner. What can I actually help, or how can I help you by filling that out?
Well, that's the Animal Health Trust questionnaire. They are tracking to see whether there are common features of dogs. But so far, having done it for 4 years, they've not come to any conclusions. The key point I would say is that if you've got a dog that has got ulcers or lesions on their paw or stomach or tongue, the key point is to get it to your vet as soon as possible. Don't delay, because every sort of hour can mean that your dog will contract a fatal kidney disease.
And Chris, has it changed the way you walk your cocker?
I tend to, during the winter and spring periods, I tend to walk our dog at the local beach rather than through the woodlands. There has been, there seems to be a common factor of woodlands, not in all cases, but in the majority of cases, it seems that dogs that have been walked in woodlands are more likely to contract Alabamarot, but that's not been proven.
Well, the website's alabamarot.co.uk. Chris, appreciate your time this morning. Also to John as well. 16 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The news headlines this morning. Then, as you were hearing, dog owners in Surrey being warned of a deadly disease which has already left two pets dead. Boris Johnson accusing the government of failing to explain how the vote to leave the European Union can be made to work in the UK's interest. In your sport, Andy